You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You know the old rule, what goes up must come down. And when balloons are going up, their inevitable descent to Earth is polluting our environment and killing animals. Keith Matheny is the environmental reporter for the Detroit Free Press, and Laura O'Brien is a grad student at the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability, where she's doing research on balloon waste. Great to have you both with us. Keith, your recent front page story on balloons right there in the Free Press. The headline in your Free Press story, 18,000 pieces of balloon waste were found in the Great Lakes. And I know that was between 2016 and last year. So you stop and you think, we're at a football game, we're at a memorial service, and we release a colorful bunch of balloons. And then tell us what happens when these balloons and their strings get back to Earth.
The thing that I don't think anybody really thinks about is literally 100% of released balloons come down as litter somewhere. While the balloon industry will tell you that latex balloons, for example, are biodegradable, that breaking down of the balloon might take years depending on the environmental conditions. So during all that time that it's there, it can be a potential hazard. The colorful balloon and its string, when it's in the water, can look like food to a bird, to a marine mammal. Off the coast of the ocean, they're having problems with sea turtles and dolphins, you know, eating it. And talk to some folks at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service who, when they do a necropsy on a dead animal, will find just pieces of balloon and balloon string all wrapped throughout its guts.
Okay,
so,
that is
really bad stuff.
Awful to think of. And Laura, you're actually using volunteer spotters to help you track balloon waste?
Yeah, no, I've been aware of the problems of plastic pollution and balloon releases, and I became aware of Alliance for the Great Lakes. They have a great Adopt a Beach program where they have volunteers go out and collect waste, and then they separate and count the different kinds of waste that they find.
So you actually ask the public, if you're out, walking on a beach in the Great Lakes, let me know if you find a piece of balloon?
Yeah, exactly. I've always been interested in having citizen science and having volunteers collect data.
Give me an idea how far this debris's gone.
It's reaching into
Thunder Bay.
Yeah, and there was a balloon found on Isle Royale. Mm-hmm. There's Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Erie. It's far reaching.
So, and it's interesting, as your piece for the Free Press, Keith Matheny, tells us five states have limited or banned intentional balloon releases.
Yes.
Eight other states are considering balloon laws. But Keith, Michigan, not any of the Great Lakes states are on that list. Why is that?
No, I just think this hasn't been an issue that has yet kind of gotten into people's consciousness to any great extent. It does not surprise me that a number of the states that have adopted this are sort of Atlantic coast. Florida is one, for example. People who are probably seeing it on the ocean's shores and seeing the impact of it on a fairly regular basis. California, for example, also is one of the states that's taken action on this.
But in fairness, Tennessee is not on the ocean. It's on a coastline, and Tennessee has done this.
I can't explain to you why the good folks in Tennessee jumped on board with this, but bully for them.
Now, I know the Balloon Council, as I learned in your story in the Free Press, Keith, it's spending money to block or change balloon release laws. So this is the trade industry for the balloon makers.
Believe it or not, there's a balloon lobby, and it represents the makers, the manufacturers, the distributors. And one of the things that they told me is they're amenable to release bans, although that's a recent development, because what I'm told in years past, they were basically opposed to everything. Mm-hmm. Now I think they see the way the tide is going, and they're saying, well, we agree and have no problem with bans on releases, but we do not like bans on balloons. We want to be able to keep those industries going because there's a lot of little gift shops, mom-and-pop type stores that would be harmed if you did an out-and-out ban on balloons.
Keith, what's at stake here?
Well, it speaks to the larger issue we're having with plastic pollution in our waterways all over our planet, right? It's one of those things that when you really stop and think about it, and I was among those who never did, 100% of released balloons end up as litter. As one person in my story put it, you wouldn't go outside and dump a box of deflated balloons on the ground. That would seem very illogical. That would seem blatantly like littering. Yet if you release a balloon, fast forward, and that's happening. It just seems like you mentioned, one of those common sense things that that eventually will come around to.
Mm-hmm. Keith Matheny, environmental reporter for the Detroit Free Press. You will find his story there on the free.com website. And then Lara O'Brien, who's a balloon waste researcher and a grad student at the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability. Thanks to both of you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
And if you're planning on enjoying the Great Lakes or tributaries this summer, you can participate in Lara's balloon waste survey. We've put a link for you at michiganradio.org.